Thanks for joining us on the NRT Now podcast, part of the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Sit back and relax as we chat with your favorite artists, introduce you to new artists, and more. Now here's your host, Jake.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 55. Just so glad that you're here. So a couple quick things before we get into this episode here. First, one of the things that I absolutely love about getting to do this podcast is that I get introduced to new music that I might not have stumbled across in my own musical discovery. There's been a few artists from episode past that this was my first exposure to their music, and I'm just a huge fan of broadening my horizons that I might not have done just exploring music myself. And that's the case this week with the band called Citizens. I had heard of their previous band, Citizens and Saints. Well, not previous band, but their previous name, Citizens and Saints. And I honestly don't think that I ever actually listened to any of their music. But in the process of getting to chat with Zach here with Citizens, you know, I got to listen to their new album and said, I'm a fan. So that's one of the things I just absolutely love about getting to do this. And the other thing, in this episode, we talk about their project, The Phone Demos. I've recently got back into my space nerdism, and it just blows me away. We talk about this a little bit in the episode, but just the computing power that's sitting in our pockets, or in my case, right in front of me. This phone that I have in front of me has more computing power than it took to send a man to the moon, and it just blows my mind. I mean, going all the way to the moon through every piece that has to happen throughout all of that. And I have more computing power sitting in my pocket than they had in this multi-million dollar project. I don't know if we're quite to the point where we have more power than the space shuttle. I haven't looked that one up yet, but I mean, we're getting super, super close to all the computing power from the 80s that even went through all the space shuttle and the early International Space Station, all that. It's sitting right here. I will never cease to be amazed at how technology moves, and that's kind of my field. I'm a tech guy, so even being kind of immersed in this world, it just always blows me away. So there's my random thought. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Zach from the band Citizens. This week we are hanging out with Zach from Citizens, and it used to be Citizens and Saints. It's good to have you here, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Always excited to talk about music, especially right now since there's so many other things in the world going on.
Tell us a little bit about Citizens and kind of that transition from Citizens and Saints to Citizens and what y'all are about.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we started off as Citizens, and along the way we changed the name to Citizens and Saints and for a couple of different reasons, and then decided to go back to Citizens just because went back to our heart of hearts where it all began, and we liked the simplicity of that. And so we started off as a band. We all met in the same church, and we started really, I mean, how the band started is we just were taking like familiar hymns and then arranging them in a way that I think had a pretty fresh sound to it, more of a rock kind of thing, that or alternative indie rock kind of thing. And we did that, and people really took a liking to that, and we kind of started thinking about writing songs. And so we did that for a long time. And then on our last record, we sort of took a little bit of a departure and made a record that was not a church song sort of record. And that record's called Fear. We did that record for a lot of reasons, just wanted to make something that kind of addressed just, I think, really what so much of specifically American culture we tend to get lost in, just fear of the unknown.
Absolutely.
People we don't understand, cultures that don't make sense to us, and so we write them off, we stereotype, or we create boxes, or even now as we're, you know, because we're talking about a lot more, we hopefully, if you know, we're listening, we're confronted by our own, you know, racism at times too. And so that's really what that record was about. And then on For the Joy of Being, which is our most recent record, we wanted to make a church song record. And that's one thing that I've always really prided ourselves on, is that we try not to live by necessarily conventional wisdom, but really try and make the records that we believe we're meant to make for that period of time. And so we really felt like this record, The Joy of Being, was really needed for right now. And what's crazy is we had no idea. I mean, and this is true for most people. I mean, a pandemic was not in our, you know, was not something we saw coming, right? So, I mean, God clearly had something else in mind for this record, well beyond what we could have ever imagined for it.
So some of your members, we're talking as we're getting set up here, actually comes from the same place that I come from. And
yes,
and we had a flurry of texts going here, just talking about, or just trying to figure out if we knew each other, if we ran into each other, what this was all about.
Right. Yeah. It's so nuts. Yeah. So Adam grew up in Casper, which is your hometown as well.
Yep.
And it's funny because we always joke. I do this thing sometimes at our shows, not always, but sometimes I'll introduce the band and I'll bring up that Adam is from Casper, Wyoming, and that it's okay because he's the only person to have ever left. And I always mess with him about it, but apparently he's not. So there you go. Yeah,
not the only person that's left. There's been, I know one other person.
So the number's growing. So I got to change my facts.
I'm not sure if you'd call it an exodus, but there's a couple of people.
Okay, a couple. That's good. That's good to know. I'd say it's borderline exodus there.
So. Which is crazy. We're talking, there's a lot of talent in Casper, Wyoming, just musical and all that. There's a lot of great church worship there.
And, oh, that's cool.
But you know, you don't see a lot of it that comes out into, you know, the music industry per se. I know some people that have led worship in churches like in Indiana and some other places. But I mean, it's just so crazy to run into somebody from Casper, Wyoming, that's, you know, in the music industry, that's part of a band like Citizens.
I know. It's nuts, man. It's so nuts. Well, I think Adam's just, he's thrilled. He's just thrilled to know. Come on, anyone listening from Casper, it's okay. You can come out and join us out here.
So I got to ask, is there any other openings in the band from Casper that Adam can have some solidarity there? Or are you guys set?
Well, sure. I mean, why not? I mean, we can always use some more people from Casper. I mean, that's such a unique thing to hold to your name. So I'm down. What do you have in mind?
I think we need to open like an application process or some sort of, you know, audition process.
I'm
you
know, into
join
that.
Citizens, but you have to be only from Casper, Wyoming to help Adam
out.
I like this.
I think it's good. And I think it could actually drive tourism to Casper because people are like, wait, what? What do you mean? And then, you know, next thing you know, Casper's trending on Twitter. So it's anything we can do.
I think we can start this.
Let's go. Let's go, man.
So I love how I'm just volunteering a whole new open spot for the Citizens band here.
You know, it's 2020. Anything goes. Let's just do it.
I suppose we should say this is a virtual position only. This is not actually a touring position.
Correct.
You know, this is only virtual.
As long as you have some sort of device that connects to the internet, at least that's your first step to being able to audition. So you have that. It's kind of like the SAT. If you can write your name, you get some points. So same thing. You know, if you have the ability to connect to the internet and you're from Casper, you're already winning right there.
That's so cool. Speaking of the digital, one of the things that you've done recently is the phone demos that were some of the songs from the new album, if I'm understanding correctly, just shot completely on iPhones.
Exactly. Yeah, we had the idea about 2 years ago. What kind of was driving the idea was I just felt like so much of the worship music movement has been, there's been such, not even necessarily the industry so much, but more just churches. I feel like there's just been such a huge emphasis placed on production and things needing to be a really specific way that it seems that at times there's a lot of songs that get lost in the shuffle because they don't necessarily fit the style that someone is wants or is expecting. And then, you know, you have these great lyrics or great songs that just people never hear or never sing. And I don't know. I just started thinking about how there's a lot of people, even in some of our earlier catalog, who they would be sort of the mindset that, like, if they heard our music, they'd say, oh my gosh, nope, no way we could do any of these songs just because of the sound. And I don't know. I just felt kind of dissatisfied by that, because you can't please all people. But at the same time too, I do think our music should, as much as we can, have an aspect to it, especially if it's church music, should have an aspect of approachability. And so we had this idea of recording these songs just acoustic. And then, I don't know, it just like kind of popped in my head one day, like, what if instead we just set up a bunch of iPhones and we just record this thing directly to iPhone and then release it like that? And so that's what we did. We wrote the songs and arranged them in a way that was just acoustic and piano. And we actually even recorded the record that way. We tracked all of the acoustic and piano stuff. And then we tracked this iPhone thing. And we just said, you know what? The acoustic and piano stuff is what's going to direct and guide where these songs go instrumentally. Because most people out there, if they're doing songs in church, there are those handful of churches that can do the big production. But there's a lot of places that don't have those resources. So we just really wanted to make a record that hopefully people from a variety of backgrounds could find themselves able to connect with it, not just because of the sound, but hopefully because of what it's communicating.
The gadget guy in me comes out. I mean, the iPhones now can just do almost anything. Like,
right,
looking at the new phone that came out, the iPhone 12 Pro.
Right.
I mean, that thing's almost a mirrorless DSLR.
Yeah.
So I hear.
It's crazy.
I have no reference with the DSLR side, but I mean, just what these things can do now is just incredible.
Right. And I mean, that's the thing. It's like, a lot of people have reached out to us and asked us, like, what did you do? Did you mix it? Did you guys do this? And it's like, no. I mean, I think it really just comes down to, like, perform it well and find a good spot to set the phone. And if you have a really cool space, it's like, there's something that's really endearing about that, you know, especially with how easy it is for people now to make pretty hi-fi sounding things, even from their bedroom. So it's kind of cool to just release something that's iPhone only. We weren't allowed to say that. iPhone wouldn't let us, but so we said phone demos, but they were all recorded on iPhones.
Yeah, those Androids just stay away.
Didn't even try it. Didn't even think about it. So sorry, Android users.
Man, that's so crazy that just the type of phone is almost like a Ford Chevy debate. I don't want to say it's quite like up to the point of political debate, but it's not far off.
You know, I almost had a little slip there where almost, maybe it just felt like a tongue twister, but I almost said Android losers. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it really is. I guess it's deeply ingrained in us, the Ford Chevy thing, where I guess I'm on the Apple side and I'm willing to throw down on it, I guess, fight about it. I don't know.
I find myself in a really peculiar place because I run iPhone, but I like the Androids better. It's more of a function of what I need.
Huh. Yeah.
Would really love to get back to an Android one of these days. And
well, then there you go. See, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, maybe we're not so different after all. Android and Apple users, you know, but maybe we are. And maybe that's just what the world needs, is more things to just, you have your side and I have mine. I don't know about that, though.
One of the things that I absolutely loved, and this is terrible of me, but just ruining the group text, being that one dirty green texture in the group.
Oh, man. Just
threw it all out for a loop.
Yep. And the times when you're like trying to text that group and it's all green and it won't go through because whatever is going on, you're trying to text from Wi-Fi or there's just some sort of random little thing. It's like, oh my gosh. My brother's an Android user, so I give him crap for it too. So, but he gives me crap. So nobody's winning, really, I guess.
Yeah, I used to be that amongst my brothers, and it was like a homecoming when I finally got onto the iPhone train, and it was kind of weird, but it is what it is.
I know. Well, maybe my brother one day will convert. Let's see.
Well, you got to keep one person at least in the family, you know, out of the loop, you know, just... You got to have that one different viewpoint just to make sure we're all well-rounded.
You need the contrarian, and he's rolling hard on that, so we got it.
I mean, if anybody joined the podcast, like right there, they would think that we're talking politics or something like that, but no.
No, just digital devices, just mobile devices. That's all.
Oh, man. Well, and what's crazy about the phone demos was, I mean, it was the stripped down, you know, empty churches,
yep,
just everything like that. But that was pre-pandemic. That was not in the middle of this whole thing here.
Yeah, we went to our church that we were part of. They rent a building. And so we were able to get in there in the middle of the week and set everything up. And we filmed it all, recorded it all, got it done. And then 2 months later, before we'd even released it yet, because we were waiting, we had always planned to release it when we did. And then it just was kind of crazy seeing that just, you know, a few weeks after, or we released it a few weeks after, most churches were no longer meeting in person. So that was a pretty crazy thing. I mean, I think releasing a record on iPhone is one thing, but I think releasing it on iPhone going into a pandemic when people aren't gathering, it's filmed in an empty church building. I think honestly, for a lot of people, they found a lot of comfort and encouragement from that record for that very reason. Not because it was necessarily meant to represent what they were missing, but I think just because it offered sort of, I think, that raw and kind of rough sounding, or that rough sound and rough video, like that's what so many churches were doing, you know, filming things on iPhones and everything. So I'm really pleased with just how all that came out and came together for us.
Well, yeah, and especially when all that hit, video equipment and everything that churches needed to get up and running was just not available due to production, or
exactly, you know, all of a
sudden the demand was crazy. So
exactly.
I think that was relatively indicative of what a lot of churches had to deal with at that time. So, and it almost seems like it was kind of a meet you in the moment, but not intended that way.
Exactly. If anything, too, I hope that inspires people, especially artists out there, because I think we look around and we assume that it requires a lot of money and resources in order to make really good things. And if you just want to make a really great sounding record, then sure, yeah, that's true. But I just think, man, music, especially like music with lyrics, if you really put the work in and work with other people, all that, to write the best possible songs that you can, doesn't matter if it's recorded on an iPhone or if it's recorded on a, you know, your vocals on a $100,000 mic, you know, like all that stuff, you know, it might be a better sounding record, but it still doesn't change the fact that they're good songs. And if they aren't good songs, recording on a $100,000 mic doesn't make the song all of a sudden better.
Yeah.
And I think that's the cool thing about the technology we have at our disposal, is it's like we have access to a lot, but that's not really the point. The point is to make the best art we possibly can. I hope that project inspired people in that a little bit.
As we're talking about that, it reminds me of a buddy of mine. His name is John Tibbs, and he released just some songs from the bedroom. I forget the album title. It's demonstrably proven that I'm terrible with album titles on this podcast here. But yeah, he just sat his phone down in the room and just did some acoustic hymns. And there's just a power with that as well. And I think that's cool. One of my wife's favorite, just that kind of thing is one of her favorite things. Just that stripped down hymn and be in that moment.
I love it. I love it. I have to check that out.
Talk a little bit about the rest of the album that came out, not just the phone demos of it, but just the album as a whole, kind of the heart behind that and the songwriting.
Yeah. I mean, we started to talk about this record a long time ago. In fact, one of the first songs we wrote for this record was the song All I Need. And I actually had that idea originally for another band. I was producing their record and I sent them over just the music of that song. I don't know. Sometimes this happens. You get a musical idea and it already feels lyrical. You know, it feels like it's singing to you already. And that doesn't happen often, but that song definitely did. And it kind of really sent me on a trajectory of wanting to discover more songs like that and wanting to really think through what is it that we're trying to say with this music? You know, what are we trying to say with these songs? I started seeing a theme, and the theme that was popping up was just this idea of finding joy and being loved by God. There were a lot of other songs that I was writing, and Brian, who's another guy in the band, we were writing together that we didn't even put on this record that we will release at some point. but really continuing to tell that story, because I just had this thought one day where I was just thinking about John 14 through 16. Jesus is addressing sort of a lot of these aspects of God's presence with us. And one of those is where he talks about abiding. I was thinking about how when it comes to faith, we oftentimes talk about our souls being empty and we talk about being dry. And I don't mean to take anything from that. This is more of a semantics thing, I suppose. I don't know. But we use that language. And then in our worship gatherings, we have songs that are talking a lot about needing the presence of God to come and meet us where we are, and calling for the Holy Spirit to come meet us, and you're welcome here, and all these different things. But what is really, when you read through the Gospels, that's like never a part of the conversation. Jesus is affirming his followers and telling them that this promise of the Holy Spirit, of a helper, that he's going to send. By way of the Spirit, Jesus will always be present with us, is what he's communicating. And so I had this thought of our souls, and we talk about them being empty and dry, when in fact, our soul is like this home. And Jesus comes knocking, and we invite Jesus in. And C.S. Lewis even talks about this a little bit. And Jesus begins to renovate and begins to make a home within our soul. And now Jesus is there. And so anytime we're feeling empty and dry, is it because our soul is empty and dry? I don't think so. I think it's because we've decided to wander outside the gate and to walk outside into some field or down some other road away from this home, away from this soul. And we think, oh, I'll find it here. I'll find satisfaction here. And we don't. We get so far away. And it's like, oh man, I just feel like I don't know what to do. And the thing about the joy of being is finding contentment and just being still before God and knowing that he is a good, gracious, loving God. And that God is the one that ultimately gives us a heading, is our guide, is our light. That's really what so much of that record is meant to convey and communicate, is it's so much more about who we are than about what we do. And I think in this case, when we are confident in who we are, we're comfortable to recognize and accept that our greatest satisfaction in life is now and will always be found in Jesus.
That's so good. I was watching a little bit of Torin Wells' event not long ago. He had one talking about the intersection of culture and faith. And I think it was Travis Green that was talking about just culture and counterculture. And what you're talking about, just being home, kind of emphasized what he was talking about in my mind. He was talking about culture is counter to God's will, or counter to God's culture. So, you know, when we're talking about being counterculture, are we really? I know it kind of seems like a tangential connection, but as you're sitting there talking about that, that just literally just popped into my brain of, you know, right, if this is home, we feel dry and empty and just out of sorts. If we start feeling like we're out of culture, you know, counterculture, and just kind of out of place, you know, where is home? What is home?
Right.
What is the culture that we should feel comfortable in?
And right,
like that literally just popped into my brain as you were talking about that.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, and that's what it is. I mean, I think that ultimately you see all throughout the Old Testament and so many different ways. I mean, obviously we use the Psalms a lot, but we see it just even in the story, like the nation of Israel and how their whole story is narrated throughout the Old Testament in a lot of different ways and forms, but oftentimes talking about, you know, the presence of God being in the temple, the tabernacle, and there being these mediators and these different people that God has appointed, from the Levites to the different priests that God, and of course the prophets that God is raising up in order to intercede on behalf of his people. And all those things are true and all that's there, except when Jesus comes, he initiates a new covenant. And now it's not about going to a place. It's actually about being in a place. And that's God willingly choosing to abide in us, not in a building that we construct, but actually in a building that he's constructed, and which is us. Mm-hmm. He wants to dwell with us. Like that's crazy when you think about that. That was just something that I started thinking about that a couple years ago, and I haven't stopped.
Talking a little bit more about this album, one of the things that you've really made an intentional push for is just bringing some strong female worship leaders into collaboration on this album.
Yep, we did. And that honestly was pretty top on our list, even before we had finished writing the record.
it's such a weird time to release a church song record because people are trying to figure out how to do church right now anyway. So introducing new songs is, some people are doing it and some people are kind of like, we just got to do what's familiar for a while, you know, and that's great. But one of the things that we do with this record is we actually lowered a lot of the keys in order to make it more singable. There's not a perfect key, but trying our best to make the songs approachable for both men and women. So we thought, well, let's also have some really amazing women sing on this record as well. And a lot of that stemmed from just thinking through, we are a band. Like, we don't represent a church. We don't represent a ministry. Like, we're a band writing songs for the church. So I don't even think that every band needs to do this or something like that. But we just felt like, because our music has been a ministry to both men and women, how special would it be to have both genders participating in a record like this, so that if a woman sits down and listens to it, or a young girl or a young boy or a man sits down and listens to this record, that they could find their voice in it to be able to sing along and not just listen, but actually feel like they could sing along with it too. And so that's really where a lot of that came from, because within Christian leadership in general, and it's not just Christian leadership, it's especially within American culture, but and it extends out through the world, but especially in American culture, it's just been very male dominated. And there's so many incredible songwriters, and that extends into the music world. And there's so many incredible women that are leading in the church, that are leading people in singing, that are writing incredible songs. And these are just five of those. There's hundreds, thousands more, but so many of them, a lot of people don't know about, because we've placed such an emphasis on male dominant leadership. And that's the thing that I'm excited about, is just seeing that, like, God brings a balance in both creating man and woman. And together, that's exactly what God intended, was for there to be this partnership and this union, not just husband and wife, but also in friendship as brothers and sisters. And so that was our hope with having them a part of it. And I'm so glad they sang on it. They're incredible. We had Sandra McCracken, who, if people aren't familiar with her, she has incredible music, just put out a new record I highly recommend listening to. Taylor Leonhardt, and she has her own solo music, but also is a part of a band called Mission House, which another female artist, Jess Ray, who has her own solo thing, but also is a part of Mission House. They have this great, great group that you guys should check out. And then, of course, we have Shay Salisbury, who is a phenomenal singer-songwriter. She is just incredible. I highly recommend listening to her music. It's so thoughtful and just so beautiful, and it really has spoken to me in a lot of really cool ways. And then Shonda Jefferson, she's a part of a phenomenal gospel group called Nashville Life Music. Their recent record that just came out is so good. So, I mean, just really, really amazing. Like, women that are very heavily involved within this industry, but a lot of that have influenced us, and we're just grateful to have them a part of this record.
So this open spot on the band, are any of these gals, like, qualified to fill that open spot in the band that we were talking about earlier? I mean, are any of them eligible? Or are we still keeping that only to Casper?
Well, I guess maybe what we could do is, like, if you're a guy, you have to be from Casper. Why don't we do that? Because there's enough guys in the world. We don't need more guys contributing. So maybe I actually have to leave the band too, because I'm not from Casper. So Adam gets to stay because he's from Casper, but it opens up to any other lady out there who wants to take this thing and it's theirs.
By the time we get done with this, we'll have to just document what these actual qualifications are for this spot here. Because, you know, I mean, yeah. We have virtual, we have Casper. I'm lost already. And I think I'm the one that's trying to set the rules.
Someone's going to need to bring some regulation to this.
The sound of this album, you're talking about it being kind of acoustic driven, piano driven. It actually kind of caught me off guard a little bit when I first listened to it. I don't necessarily want to say it's kind of folky, but it really is a good pullback to the hymns that I personally grew up with in the churches that I went to growing up, but also kind of has that modern flavor to it as well. It was a very pleasant surprise when I listened to it for the first time.
Well, that's cool to hear, man. I mean, I think musically, like, the iPhone demo kind of gives a bit more of a picture of just the songs themselves. But I think musically, yeah, this one definitely, we lean heavy on our influences on this one. And I will confess, I think this is probably why our band has the sound it does. We've not necessarily invested ourselves a ton into the worship, like, sort of the modern worship world. And a lot of that is just, as artists, like, we want to stay fresh and want to be able to contribute something that is unique to who we are and not necessarily creating out of fear of thinking, oh, it needs to sound this way. And so, yeah, I appreciate that. There's all kinds of things being influencing us there. 90s rock is a pretty heavy influencer in this band. So people can probably hear some 90s influence in this one for sure.
And the other thing that I noticed was it was pretty lyrically heavy, like a lot of the old hymns were as well.
Right. And that's always been a pretty key feature to who we are. Is we've always led with just believing that the lyric was essential and important, and then just trying to find a way for the music to match what the lyric was communicating. And so we love writing songs, love telling stories. And that's a big deal to us.
Let's recap. Yeah. You know, as we're kind of winding down here, let's recap. Got to be from Casper to join this band.
Yep.
It's only virtual only.
Yep.
You have a new album out that was on iPhones, and we don't like dirty green textures.
Nope. No Android.
What else am I missing on this crazy ride of a conversation we've had?
Gosh, I think if you're from Casper, you probably have to love Halloween, right?
All right, so let's talk about Halloween in Wyoming and in northern states. Well, you know what this is about from Massachusetts.
Right.
I mean, you never have the actual costume that you purchased. Well, or no. At least you have to buy it at one or two sizes more, because you've got a plan that there's sweats or some sort of thermal gear underneath that.
You got to be prepared. Yep.
I mean, you don't need the muscle Superman costume, because the sweats do that for you.
They already fill it out. Yep, that's right.
I think if you are from Casper, you have to love Halloween as long as your costume fits over your sweats.
Yeah, like you're not going to probably be able to go as like your favorite basketball player or something. You might wind up with hypothermia by the end of it. So yeah,
very good chance of hypothermia or, you know, frostbite.
Yeah. So just that's important for people to keep in mind. Like, if you love Halloween, that's great, but make sure that your costume is durable in the cold weather.
Yeah, that's something down here in Texas where I'm at now. This week is pretty cold and rainy, so we're getting a small picture of that, but it's still kind of tough for the, you know, the Texans to really understand what it is to have a costume that has to fit sweats underneath.
They don't get it. They don't get it, man. They just don't.
Cool, man. Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us here for a while, and man,
absolutely,
this album is awesome. I just gotta say, like, not my normal listen, but just awesome for me to hear.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I think for all that 2020 has brought, like, it seems that people are starting to get the perspective to see that there's a lot of opportunity for creativity still, and so I'm glad that we can play our part in making music, releasing it, and all the other great records that have come out this year. It's inspiring, continues to inspire me. So I'm always grateful to know that what we do does a little bit of that for others as well.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this episode of the NRT Now podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And special thanks to Neon Feather for providing our theme music. Make sure to check out newreleasetoday.com and our socials for more great content. See you next episode.